Are You Learning Obedience? By Daniel Oliveira. Sunday morning at 9:30, November 20th, 2016, at Onehia Place, Maui.
Okay, we bless this. You know, when we talk about what God is doing, what is it that God is doing? You know that we talk about a lot about the process of the restoration or the reformation of the church. And that's been going on for 500 years already. And we can look at what we see right now and we're not happy. You know, we're not there yet. But God is still working with something. And I'm been thinking like, okay, God, but how can we be that? How can we be the kingdom? Right? You know, and Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." You know, so another translation says, "We are colony from heaven. We have been transplanted from heaven here to start something." Another picture is Jesus talking about the kingdom. He said, the kingdom of God is like a leaven, a measure of leaven that you put on a lump of dough. So the leaven is not the same as the dough. The leaven is different. So my question is, am I different? Are we different? Can we be different? What makes us different? And I'm going like, okay, God, if we are the family, if we are a church in this process of bringing your kingdom on this earth, are we different? And how are we different? Are you guys tracking with me? And I bless us because the question is not really, are we different? The question is, am I willing to be different? Am I willing to change? Or am I going to continue the same? How do we become different? Another way, how do you change? If not changing your will. If not allowing something to come and take you where you would not go. Does it make sense? I mean, this is what I ask myself, you know, especially after that lesson last night, I'm going, am I still the same that I was 10 years ago? Am I still thinking the same way? Am I still behaving the same way? That means I'm not in the kingdom. That means that leaven is not having an effect in me. So if we are under His dominion, there's nothing that happens in our life that it's not according to His will. But that's not fair. Well, ask Jesus if it was fair for Him to go to the cross for you. Was it fair for Him to suffer and to have His will learned by the things that He suffered? But this is not cool. I thought I was just going to slide through and not have to do anything. Again, you're praying according to your will. That's not His will. His will is Ephesians 4, that He wants to mature you to the same level that Christ grew up to. You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example, that you also should do as I did to you. Lord, you started something in us, and we want you to complete it. Make us your instruments. Use us. You know, like somebody said this morning, you know, we have so much that we can bless people around us and love them and wash their feet and say, you know what? Jesus died for you. You are forgiven. How many people need to hear that? How many people need to hear that they have another chance? And then we are that other chance. Are we giving people that chance? Lord, we bless this. We want to be your kingdom. But for us to be your kingdom, we give up our wills. We surrender. Amen?